The next patient is Sharon Draper. The last name is D, like in Delta, R-A-P-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that is a patient of Ms. Stephanie Delbert, D-E-L-B-E-R-T, A-P-R-N, Alpha Papa Roger November. That is referred to the office because of the presence of hyponatremia. The patient had a laboratory workup that is with a sodium of 131. She had an excretion of 20 milliequivalents per deciliter, 29 milliequivalents per deciliter of sodium, which is inappropriately high. On the other hand, the serum osmolarity was normal in the serum, however, in the urine was up to 439. This patient has the syndrome of inappropriate ADH. In talking to the patient, she drinks water at all times, according to the husband's information. And even after our first visit, she continued to do so. And the reason is because she never felt symptoms associated to hyponatremia. She was, she was explained of the possibility of going into a real low sodium and get the untoward consequences of this complication, period. In any event, I emphasize the fluid restriction, and I am going to start the patient in sodium tablets, one tablet in the morning and one in the evening. And we will monitor the serum sodium. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, rheumatoid arthritis that is under control. And number four, the patient has a history of Raynaud's phenomenon. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism that is adequately replaced. Following number, there is no evidence of anemia in this particular case. The iron saturation, the folate, the B12 are with the normal range, and the serum hemoglobin is 12.1 gram percent. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the referral and we invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in documentation 5 minutes.